I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. There are two kinds of treasure hunters, those who talk and those who don't. Which kind should you be? Actually, a little of both. In this program, we'll talk about when not to talk. For the program on when you should talk, skip ahead to show number 51. Most treasure hunters have a favorite park or schoolyard, or a part of a park or schoolyard, or maybe a nearby woods that never seems to let them down. They regard it as their personal old faithful, a comforting place to metal detect that always seems to give up a few old coins. This is where they head to get their confidence back after spending several fruitless hours working places that just aren't producing very much. Well, it's human nature to brag a little, and so you tell people about the great coins you've been finding just north of the old swimming hole down on Sugar Creek. Maybe you mention your favorite area to members of your local treasure club during one of your meetings. You know what's next, don't you? Yep. A lot of loose-lipped treasure hunters have returned to their most productive grounds and found that somebody else had been there. So you find your favorite area has been torn up by some other treasure hunter who must have taken notes when he heard you talking about your favorite place. So, hard as it may be, try to keep your honey holes to yourself. What about the serious treasure hunter, the guy who's doing formal research and is on the trail of a really big find? He should definitely keep his mouth shut. There's nothing worse for a treasure hunter than to do a lot of research and legwork on an obscure or long-forgotten cache, and then, when the time for recovery is finally at hand, he finds that someone else has beat him to it. Let's say you're on the track of a long-buried cache. You find an item in an old newspaper about a miser who died in an accident. You read there are rumors that he had a lot of money and he didn't trust banks. You check the county recorder's property records and find out where he lived, or maybe that he spent a lot of time at his mother's house and he liked to garden. Well, that's pretty far-fetched, but you get the idea. You spend a lot of time tracking down clues. You can't help but tell your story to other people while you're going through this process, and sure enough, one of them swoops in and pulls that cash right out from under you. So, again, keep your mouth shut. But all of these situations are minor compared to this one. You do your research, and you find a big cache, and you tell people about it. Bingo! Here come the folks who claim it as theirs. You may find yourself embroiled in lawsuits, and before it's over, you'll be sorry you ever found your rotten treasure. On top of that, if word gets out that you've struck it rich, more bad things will probably happen than good. Family members will want their share, friends will get jealous, charities will do their best to shame you into giving them money, crooks will target you. So if you strike it rich, keep your mouth shut. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy these podcasts, please visit my website, treasuremanual.com. That's treasuremanual, all one word, .com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.